right now are on North Carolina and Tennessee. This is going to be a long recovery process.
And if additional help is needed,
I'm very, very pleased with the communication that we have here in the Pentagon, that if it's determined that they're needed, they can be placed into action very, very quickly.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Tropical storm Leslie has formed in the eastern Atlantic Ocean. Forecasters say it could strengthen to a hurricane by this weekend, and waves from Hurricane Kirk could cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions along the East Coast as well as Bermuda. Now to the Middle East. CBS's Haley Ott has the latest on Israel's efforts to target Hezbollah in Lebanon.
The IDF said that it struck 200 Hezbollah targets overnight, and there was a major strike on a building near central Beirut. Now, you'll recall that most of the Israeli strikes in the Beirut area have been on a suburb that's been a Hezbollah stronghold. This strike was right near the city center. It hit a multi-story building. 9 people were killed.
As he left Washington today for Florida, President Biden was asked about the dock workers' strike. White House correspondent Willie James Inman.
The president is saying that they're potentially closer to a deal. He said, I think we're making progress, when he was asked about these port strikes. And now, it's important to note that the White House is not directly involved in negotiations, but they are facilitating conversations.
Major retailers from Costco to Levi's preparing alternate shipping plans now to ensure goods arrive in time for the holiday season. On the campaign trail, Vice President Harris stumps in Milwaukee with a Republican who backs her. CBS's Aaron Navarro says it's a spot rich in history.
In 1854, party members from the Democratic Party, the Whig Party, came to the Little White Schoolhouse here in Ripon, Wisconsin, and created the Republican Party. And they chose this location to debut the first event, really, with Liz Cheney and Harris on the same stage.
A Memphis jury has just begun deliberations in the trial of 3 former police officers charged in the beating of Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop. Wall Street, the Dow is down 140. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A fugitive search in Racine prompted a lockdown at Jerset Agar Home yesterday. The suspect was eventually arrested in Kenosha after students and staff were sheltering for about an hour. A 41-year-old pastor at Kenosha's Journey Church has been arrested for allegedly transferring intimate photos without consent. Pastor Gabriel Mills has been charged. Kenosha police are investigating and are urging any other potential victims to come forward. A bomb threat to a Racine County government building led to an international investigation, ultimately resulting in the arrest of a local sex offender. Devon Kessler allegedly made the threats last week to avoid a probation appointment. Local animal shelters are welcoming over 100 pets from areas affected by Hurricane Helene. Civic Media has set up a donation site to support hurricane relief efforts. And the Chainsaw Carving and Art Forest Festival is returning to the Riverbend Nature Center in Racine County Sunday. The free event will showcase the wood carving process and features food, music, and an art fair. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
He swings and drives one out towards right center. Taylor back. And it's gone! Mitchell, a 2-run homer. And the Brewers have the lead. It's 5-3.
That's what it sounded like on ESPN Radio as the Brewers beat the Mets 5-3 last night. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Today will be Game 3 of the Wild Card Series between the Brewers and the Mets. Jackson Chourio hit 2 home runs, and Garrett Mitchell hit a go-ahead 2-run blast to move the Brewers in front in the win. Willie Adames was impressed by Chourio's performance.
I mean, insane. I mean, I feel like he's done some, you know, he hit some clutch hits, you know, throughout the year. But I know for him that felt amazing, and for the team felt unbelievable. That changed the whole game right there, and he gave us an opportunity to play Game 3 tomorrow.
First pitch tonight is after 6 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play the Phillies on Saturday and Sunday to start the NLDS. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Calmer winds today with a slice of warmth reaching the low 70s. More and more clouds build in tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with a few spotty sprinkles possible while we're sleeping. Otherwise, tomorrow, bright and beautiful. A ton of sunshine and highs cooler in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
It's time now for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story right here on WRJN. And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air right here on this radio station, WRJN, give us a call during business hours at 262-634-3311. Again, 262-634-3311. And you could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's
The Rest of the Story. When Andrew purchased that handsome townhouse in Manhattan in the East 60s, he had been inspired by its basic conservative appearance, inside and out. Its basic conservative appearance. It was a look he grew determined to preserve because it so precisely reflected his own personality, dignified and traditional, almost spiritually quiet. The day Andrew moved in, he pondered the wall-to-wall carpeting. It was too modern, he thought, too flagrant, so he ripped it up. He refinished the hardwood floors, bought a few good rugs, conservative rugs, of course. Some of the rooms needed repainting, but painters were admonished to use the original color only. It was the way the house had been meant to be, Andrew declared, and no one's imagination was to disturb it. A stroll through Andrew's home would have told you a lot about him. The furniture was federal, elegant. In the grand dining room, sideboards bore immense silver garnitures. The walls embraced stately traditional paintings. Throughout were displayed 19th century bronze reproductions of classical sculptural masterworks. In the sedate master bedroom sat an appropriately decorous bed, a vast armoire. A visitor to Andrew's home once remarked that it had the gleam, this is a quote, the gleam, the hush, and the peace of a presbytery. That everything in it bespoke gentlemanly discretion. And yet visitors were few and far between. For Andrew was a shy and private soul. He was a devout Roman Catholic who made daily visits to nearby St. Vincent's, who often spent days working in a shelter for the homeless run by the Church of the Heavenly Rest. It was at one time observed that Andrew was least shy when promoting his religious faith. In fact, he financed a nephew's studies for the priesthood. And he often recalled his own converts with much pride. What I'm saying is that all his life, Andrew was devout, hardworking, disciplined, virtuous. Some would even say celibate. When you'd ask him about this personality characteristic, he would say that virtue can be exciting. Andrew was known for his thrift, yet that was mainly because he kept his frequent generosity and charity a modest secret. It has also been said and written that Andrew's New York townhouse was more than a retreat from the madness of the modern day, but it served as kind of a monastic refuge from the person the world supposed him to be. Well, Andrew's gone now, but the house he loved remains as he left it, his crucifix at his bedside, his books carefully stacked, his traditional artwork imperiously displayed, his federal furnishings standing at attention as though awaiting his return. For this was the man we thought we knew. The audacious modern artist, the Cezanne of the soup can, was really a pious, quiet man. The conservative creature of a more gracious era, a genteel, humble homebody named Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol? Andy Warhol. And now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah. think I love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
And timeless hits, huh? Yeah, they're all back on WRJN. And we're bringing vinyl back, baby. Yeah. Sometime in the next few minutes, did I say next few minutes? You're going to hear a tune from Chubby Checker. He'd be my fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. You'll win the vinyl album from that artist. Thanks to Time and Again Music and More in Sturdivant. It's the Shy Lights.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Reaching out.
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Sturtevant, local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits right here. WRJN. John Fred and his Playboy band. That's Judy in Disguise with Glasses. Lacey at the time. Even now, it's like, wow, I was a kid. I sing along with that song. Ooh, boy. All righty. My parents just let me do anything. Wild parents, I'm telling you. Here, we had, we listened to Pat Boone. We listened to the Carpenters. And we listened to John Fred and his Playboy band. If you're thinking about getting a pet, a brand new pet, an older pet, whatever. More than 100 dogs and cats have arrived in Wisconsin from South Carolina. These were animals that were already in a shelter, and they're moving the animals because of all the new homeless animals, which they hope to reunite with their families again at some point if they can find them. So they needed to clear up space. So they are right now, they got sent into Waukesha Humane Society. So if you need details, then that I can always give you where to get in touch with that. So right now they've got, let's see, they've got 81 new dogs and 44 cats, all from shelters in South Carolina, impacted by Hurricane Helene. And while you're on that, you can always check our Civic Media news site, civicmedia.us/help, to see how you can actually contribute or help out families that were displaced and have lost absolutely everything. And I mean everything, which is crazy that can happen in this day and age, but it has. We've got links to Samaritan's Purse, American Red Cross, and World Central Kitchen on this website.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring the return of Pumpkin Caramel Kringle. O&H's special blend of pumpkin, spices, and smooth caramel has made it an annual family favorite. It's a sure sign that fall has arrived, so be sure to pick up one this week. While at O&H, grab several pumpkin donuts, rolled in cinnamon sugar or with cream cheese icing. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers return home to face the Boilermakers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Do you love me? I'm in the groove. Do you love me? Do you love me? Now that I
Fabulous Hits right here on WRJN. That was Three Dog Night. And this is Chubby Checker.
Come on, baby. Let's do that.
WRJN, Chubby Checker, the twist. I gotta say, my props going to Sue Sipos. All right, I think I've got that right. Sue, let me try that again. Sipos. Yeah, from Racine. Sue is working hard, very hard, boss. She is working very, very hard for you and just happened to call and be my fifth caller. So congratulations, Sue. I'll call you back. I was going to put it on the air for a second and just like, let me show you what it sounded like. It's like, yeah, alrighty. So anyway, yeah, even now it's like, it's just one button. Why do I keep missing it? Sorry about that, Sue. You know, as far as technology, I'm totally incompetent. But anyway, Sue is my winner. And we do want to thank Time and Again. They are the best. Time and Again. Let me get that in front of me here. I was trying to get Sue on the air and you know how the song is running out. It's like that horrible disc jockey nightmare where you can't get the next thing lit up. Hello, that just happened in real life here. Anyway, Ray from Time and Again in Sturtevant has Sue's album, and the shop, by the way, is in 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. Time and Again with the best and finest in vinyl music and just about everything. And Sue says she's really good because she does have two record players, but now qualifies for the grand prize of another record player from WRJN and Time and Again. And so we're going to be joining now the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic nominee for president visits the birthplace of the Republican Party today. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Ripon. It's Harris' fifth visit to Wisconsin since her campaign began in July. Donald Trump won Fond du Lac County by more than 15,000 votes 4 years ago. Trump campaigns in Juneau on Sunday. The vice president leads Trump in Wisconsin by 4 points in the latest Marquette poll. Poll director Charles Franklin says almost 100% of Democrats back Harris.
It's possible that we're overestimating just how loyal Democrats are. But the numbers, as you can see, have been pretty consistent for the last several polls. So there's reason to take them seriously.
Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 7-point lead over Eric Hovde in the race for U.S. Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A search for a fugitive in Racine yesterday prompted a lockdown at a school. Students and staff at Jerstedt Agerholm went into a shelter-in-place position at around noon at the request of law enforcement. They were on hold for nearly an hour. The suspect was eventually arrested in Kenosha. A 41-year-old pastor at Kenosha's Journey Church has been arrested. Gabriel Mills allegedly transferred intimate photos from a victim's phone to his own without consent. The Kenosha Police Department is investigating the incident. It's alleged that Mills borrowed the victim's phone and sent intimate photos to himself. Authorities are urging other potential victims to come forward as the investigation continues. Kyle Rittenhouse has been called many things. Now they're calling him a campaigner. Rittenhouse, known for his involvement in the 2020 Kenosha shootings during the riot, is set to attend a campaign fundraiser in Covington, Kentucky. He's campaigning for a statehouse candidate there. The event next week will also feature several other Kentucky state legislators. And wood carving enthusiasts are in for a treat. In Racine County this weekend, the Chainsaw Carving and Art Forest Festival is coming back. It's happening at the River Bend Nature Center on Sunday. The free event will offer a look into the wood carving process, plus there'll be food, music, and an art fair. The wood carved will be auctioned later in the afternoon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Warmer winds today with a slice of warmth reaching the low 70s. More and more clouds build in tonight, becoming mostly cloudy with a few spotty sprinkles possible while we're sleeping. Otherwise, tomorrow, bright and beautiful. A ton of sunshine and highs cooler in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Timeless. It's WRJN. Again, congratulations, my artist of record winner this hour, Sue Sipas from Racine. Got herself Chubby Checker on vinyl and courtesy of Time and Again Music and more in Sturdivant. Tomorrow's birthday, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Honey, she is just my style. Or he, whichever. No judgment here. We have the Packer game. We've got the Brewers tonight. Again, unbelievable. Yes, I do believe in miracles. One happened last night because it sure didn't look good starting out. Brewers game right here on WRJN tonight at 5:30. Packers, this Sunday, we will be airing them too on WRJN. The pregame is at 1 p.m. The kickoff is just after 3. And Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20. It's the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards for prime rib. I'm in. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted for care. And these awesome sponsors are bringing us Packer football right here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Looking to update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you can apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I just want to add something to this. As a radio DJ, I know my way around the unemployment office for sure, but also check in and make sure if they've got workforce development and give you a chance to sign up for that too. That was a really huge help to me when I was unemployed.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine, Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
She's got a ticket to ride. Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Time listens WRJN. Mentioned all the animals coming into Waukesha from North Carolina and the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. They are actually taking 30 of the 100 dogs and cats that are coming up this area. So you can always check in HAWS for Humane Animal Welfare Society in Waukesha for more details.
The morning time drop all its petals on me. me, life I love you, all is good.